Nevada targets sweepstakes casinos with new bill. Nevada lawmakers are considering a bill that would significantly increase penalties for illegal online gambling operators, including those running unregulated sweepstakes casinos. Senate Bill 256 aims to strengthen enforcement mechanisms by allowing the state to seize profits, gains, gross receipts, and other financial benefits derived from illegal gaming activities. The bill was referred to the Senate Judiciary Committee, which held a public hearing to discuss its implications and potential impact on illegal online gambling. Nevada has long maintained a strict regulatory framework for in-state gambling operations. SB 256 seeks to expand Nevada's authority in addressing illegal offshore gambling platforms that target residents. While the bill does not specifically name sweepstakes casinos, its provisions would apply to these types of operations, which often exploit regulatory loopholes to offer unlicensed gambling services. Illegal online gambling has been a persistent issue that predates the legalization of online gaming in the U.S. The growth of the legal online gambling market has provided opportunities for unlicensed operators to expand, taking advantage of the increased acceptance and normalization of internet-based wagering. As a result, many states face challenges in curbing these illegal platforms due to limited enforcement tools and regulatory oversight. During the Nevada Senate Judiciary Committee hearing, Janice Wong, an intern for Senator Rochelle Nguyen, who sponsored the bill, described its purpose as a direct response to illegal online gaming operators. The bill would implement stronger penalties and financial consequences for those conducting unlicensed gambling activities in the state. Most states slow to react. Many states lack effective mechanisms to combat illegal offshore gambling operators. Some states, such as Michigan and Colorado, have utilized cease and desist letters as a deterrent. Michigan was the first to issue such an order against Bovada, prompting the operator to block access to Michigan residents. Colorado followed the same approach, and Bovada complied by restricting access in that state as well. This strategy has proven useful in other instances as well. For many illegal gambling platforms, the financial incentives of continuing operations far outweigh the risks associated with potential enforcement actions. SB 256 seeks to address this issue by increasing the penalties for non-compliance. Rather than relying on fines or legal notices, Nevada would be authorized to seize all profits and financial gains obtained through illegal gambling activities. This measure is designed to make operating illegally in the state economically unviable for offshore and unlicensed platforms. A number of states still lack the legislative authority or resources to pursue aggressive enforcement actions against offshore operators. If Nevada succeeds in implementing these stricter penalties, it could encourage similar regulatory measures across the country.